As new minister with responsibility for the arts, the Greens' Catherine Martin is being urged to maintain current wage supports for individual artists until the sector can operate again at full capacity. In a report to the Arts Council, an expert advisory group called for an immediate $21.4 million survival fund to avert the collapse of arts enterprises and a further €30 million sustainability fund for 2021. Angela Dorgan is a member of the advisory group and chair of the National Campaign for the Arts, and we can talk to her now. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Brian.
To look at this in economic and financial terms for a moment, Angela Dorgan, the arts, you argue, is facing a much deeper recession than the economy as a whole.
We do the EY report that came out alongside the report of the advisory committee that I sat on, had a stark reality that the arts sector will contract by 42%. And that's compared to an 11% contraction in the overall economy. So they also point out that the art sector could take until 2025 to recover this crisis, and that there's a worry that some of the 1,500 to 1,900 jobs at risk in the arts might close and might go, and that the recovery may take between 2023 and 2025 to recover and restore the art sector.
So in terms of what you're looking for now from Catherine Martin, and we'll be talking to her later in the programme and can get a response perhaps to some of what you have to say, what does she need to be thinking about right now?
Well, the immediate you've already referred to is extending the PUP to artists and arts workers to use the $20 million to the Arts Council this year to sustain the arts organisations and the artists. And then further, we will need her to encourage the taxation laws to be looked at, both for VAT to be reduced for those in the events company that surround the art sector and in the art sector itself to be reduced for rates holidays and VAT holidays maybe for those working in the sector, mm-hmm. and a further $30 million for the Arts Council for next year, because a lot of the arts organisations who provide the infrastructures for artists to make work and make a living will be under threat of closure, because the investment from the Arts Council is never anybody's 100% income.
Yes.
We make income from ticket sales and sponsorship. Those opportunities are now closed to us because we can't work at full capacity. We can't present events and festivals at full capacity.
But if your projection is that the sector won't really begin to recover until 2025, is that kind of level of state support going to be necessary, not just next year, but the year after that, and perhaps the year again beyond that?
No, the EY observation is that unless support is forthcoming, that's what could happen, so that it could take till 2025. So what we're saying is to offset those jobs and to allow us and the arts organisations, the arts sectors and the arts workers to be maintained and saved and held within the industry, that recovery will be much quicker. The EY report points to without support.
Yeah, the worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario.
I understand. Just in terms of getting back to some kind of normality, I presume it's the case that as long as the current public health guidelines remain in place for social distancing and so forth, particularly performance venues, it's just not going to be viable for them to reopen.
It's not under the current laws. Venues, theatres can only work at 15% capacity. And if you're working on budgets, 15% tickets at the door won't cover the costs of your engineers, your lighting engineers, your artists and everybody else. So it won't be viable to go back to anywhere near
normal.
But
if you don't have audiences, how can you really create work?
Well, the artists can create work. Not all work is presented for performance. So this is really about those who make work for performance and where the work that they've made can be commercialised through performance. A lot of those who work in the performance area will pivot and are pivoting and have pivoted to online presentation. And as part of the $20 million from the Arts Council report has, it will make an amount of money available to organisations and individuals to adapt to online presentation. But on top of that, I suppose it would be great to see the Minister raise the issue of fair pay for artists on those online channels.
Well, as I say, Angela, perhaps we'll be able to pick up some of that when we talk to her a little later on the programme. But for the moment, thank you. That was Angela Dorgan, Chair of the National Campaign for the Arts, at 24 minutes past 7.